T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, you can watch this guy on the MLB Network throughout the season, plus MLB Tonight. We'll air live before and after tonight's game. We're talking, of course, of ex-Yankee manager Joe Girardi. Joe worked with Pedro on MLB Network on Tuesday. You can see him there all the time. Actually predicted Stanton would have a big series, and Stanton comes in and knocks it out of the park twice the first night out. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's like old times, a Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
It is, Joe. It's exactly like old times. How are you enjoying your new life and your year this year?
Well, it's been enjoyable. I've got to spend, obviously a lot more time with my wife and my kids. Obviously, that part has been great. But, how long did you stay away from retirement?
Not long,
not
Joe.
Very long.
I knew I was going to hear that. Only 5 months, so I have to admit.
I'm making dinner right now, so if I have to pull the potatoes out, that's what the clanking is.
Had you been, since you were a player, did you have any year? You did broadcasting for 1 year, if I remember right, one of those years, right? Didn't you sometime?
Was it two years? Twice.
So you had had a year where you had a different spring training, right? So did you do anything that spring training, or was this the first year you had a very different spring training?
This was the first year I had a real, real different spring training. The first year I did it, I actually signed on to work for YES to do the kids show, and Brian had called me and said, since you're going to be in spring training anyway, would you be willing to be an insurance policy, in case somebody got hurt? So I said, yeah, well, sure enough. I played a lot in spring training, and then I went right to the booth once they started that series against Tampa in.
So this was the first time that you had a very different spring training. How was that?
I don't miss spring training, Mike. I'd never been a huge fan of it for a lot of different reasons. I feel like I'm the Grim Reaper. That's like my main job at spring training. You end up cutting players and, a lot of them don't have a chance to make the squad, but it's still, you're the guy kind of taking their dream away, and then it gets harder and harder as the spring training goes on. The other thing is, I love the competition and the strategy, and spring training is a lot about getting people ready. So the games have meaning, but they don't have nearly the meaning they do during the season. So you just kind of let guys play, and, you kind of sit there and observe, and that's about it.
We're talking with Joe Girardi, of course, who's on MLB Network now. Joe, everyone has you as the guy in waiting that everyone's going to rush to, and, we're going to call you up and offer you jobs. You're going to have a job whenever you want. Do you look to go right back into managing? Is it something that you are thinking about, or are you going to let things kind of see how they play out?
No, I'm looking to go back. I mean, obviously you have to wait because we're in the middle of the season, and I don't expect anything to happen now.
But, right.
I'm looking to go back. I am going to have the pleasure of managing a little bit this summer when Raul Ibanez and I are managing our kids, so that should be enjoyable.
Oh, good. How old is your son now?
He's a sophomore.
He's probably a good, because I can tell you he's a good player because I watched you on the field so many times when I did remotes at the stadium, and you were out there religiously since he was a little boy working with him, and year after year I saw him, and he got better and better, and you saw him hit, and you were out there with him almost every day during the season doing that.
Yeah, he's had a good sophomore season. They're continuing on, which is ironic.
What's his position?
He plays short and second.
Okay.
We knocked out Westminster Christian yesterday. Raul's son plays for.
Oh,
Raul
right.
helps coach. So we move on and we play, they play on Tuesday. So I'll get a chance to watch that. And this has been very enjoyable.
That's great. So is he a guy who has, is he a prospect? Is someone who's got a future in baseball?
Oh, I think so. You know, I colleges have started to become really interested in him, you know, some big time schools. So we're helping him navigate through that because he's only a sophomore. And back in the day when I was recruited, I signed June of my senior year. Now kids commit so early.
Wow.
It's hard to believe. So we're trying to help him navigate through this a little bit.
That's terrific. We're talking with ex-Yankee manager and obviously player Joe Girardi. You'll see him on MLB Network. That's where he appears. And he is going to be back where he belongs, which is managing. You know, Joe, when you step back from this, when you get used to doing something as long as you did it, how long did it take you to kind of break the ritual? You know, you spend so much time thinking about your team day in, day out, over the whole 365 days a year for a full decade. I mean, it must have taken you a little while.
Oh, it definitely did. It's such a different feeling every morning waking up. You know, now my big decisions are, what are we having for dinner, opposed to, you know, who do I have available in the bullpen? Who needs a day off? Who's nicked up? Who's going to sit tonight? Which matchup are we going to go to? I mean, it's totally different. And obviously it's something that I miss because I love that. But this time with my family has been great as well. So I'm taking full advantage of it.
You know, when you think back to last season, you guys were an inch away, a brilliant season, a great run. You're an inch away. And, you know, watching Morton pitch the way he did this year against the Yankees again, I mean, getting beat as you did by those starting pitches, really Morton and McCullers are what kept you out of the World Series.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, obviously they played extremely well, and we were so close to going to the World Series, and it was frustrating. It was a great ride. I thought those kids made incredible progress. And, you know, when I look at them this year, I think they're the team to beat. I really do. And I'm not saying that because they won 17 out of 18, but everyone talks about how good, you know, their bullpen is and how great the offense is. The starting rotation was number two in the American League last year. The starting rotation this year is number two. And I think those guys are probably not talked about enough. And I think they've gotten better. I think Seve has learned. I think that, you know, Jordan Montgomery has learned. Now you have Domingo Germán. The bullpen is great. And obviously, you think about the offensive additions. I think they're the team to beat.
I don't disagree. I think, and the length of the lineup is unbelievable. And then you add the kids at the bottom. I mean, we talked about Torres a lot last year. Nobody ever said anything bad about Torres. Everybody, whether it was you, whether it was a scout, whether it was anyone, everyone said, oh, no question, he's the best. He's going to, and he has come up, and it's like he came from a higher league. The guy's unbelievable.
You know, you can watch players, how they handle themselves in spring training, and get an idea who's ready to play and how they're going to match up when they get there. And sometimes you'll get fooled, and sometimes you'll see guys just aren't mentally ready. The physical tools are there, but you could see they were both. The physical and mental tools were there. He was very mature beyond his years. He was confident, had no fear of putting him anywhere in the infield, second, short, or third. And he's done a great job, and he's just going to get better. I mean, he's going to get better and better.
Joe, tell me this, because this is puzzling a little bit to me that he can do this. Why has C.C. Sabathia been able to make a transition that so many pitchers can't make? I mean, we know he's got talent. We know he's got makeup. That's part of why he was a star pitcher. But why has he taken to throwing the cutter as well as he has and adjusting to life after the big fastball? Why has it gotten so good for him?
Well, I think it's the competitiveness inside of himself, that he won't allow himself to fail, and he's going to do whatever it takes to change and to figure out what I need to be successful. And he's not quite the workhorse he once was, and it took him a little time to understand that and get through that. He needs to pitch a little bit different. He doesn't have that 98 to go to, but he figured it out because he was determined. And you know, I've always said, you know, you have one guy, one game to win. CC's the guy you want on the mound because he's going to figure it out. And I applaud him for what he's done in his career because he has made a remarkable change. And, like, I think he gets overlooked. You know, I think people think of CC as the 98, the ace, the power guy. But this guy puts up great numbers every year. I mean, yeah, he doesn't give you the distance of an ace, but when he goes out there, he's really, really good.
Remarkable. And, you know, two guys really, so many kids developed last year. Judge, we didn't know what he was, and then we saw what he became last year. But Severino, I remember talking to him last winter, and he had had the troubling year the year before, and he said, I'm a starter. I'm going to command the third pitch. I know I can do it. I've worked on the changeup. And then he came up and had the year he had last year, and now he's established himself. And the other one's Didi. Those two guys under you last year really established themselves as stars. And you've seen this year they've taken it even to the next level.
Well, Sevy, when he was in the minor leagues, he was dominating with his fastball and his slider. And so, you know, I think early on he felt, I am dominating. What do I need to do? And you understand that guys hit 98 in the big leagues. And if you only have two pitches, you're going to have a hard time getting around the third time through the lineup. Well, now you see how much he uses his change. You see how effective it is. It makes everything else more effective. I give him a lot of credit because at first he didn't understand it, but he figured it out. And he's a bona fide ace.
I agree.
He is because he's going to give you seven or eight innings every time he goes out. He's like what CC used to do. And he's got always something left in the tank at the end of the game, which I think a true ace has to have. He has that. And he's very strong. He's gifted athletically. So I think he's an ace. Didi, you know, I think it was Didi getting comfortable with coming to New York, not looking over his shoulder every time that he made a mistake. I think he had to do some other places because they had other shortstops. And truly just working his tail end off to be a complete player, not only to hit right-handers, but to figure out how to hit left-handers. And he did that. And
does it surprise you that he's become this good?
No, it doesn't. Because, I think when you see guys like CeCe or Judge and Stanton and all these Sanchez, you don't really realize how big Didi is. Didi's a big guy. And he's 6'2", 6'3". When you think about shortstops, I mean, we always think of little guys. He's not. Great bat speed, great power, fits that ballpark perfectly. And figured out how to hit left-handers. And what I'm most, proud of watching Didi is the leader that he's become. To me, he's the leader on the field of the New York Yankees. And he started to really step up the second half of last year, and he's done an amazing job.
What surprised you about last year's team? I mean, last year, clearly you arrived ahead of schedule. No one expected it. Everything came together, the kids, Judge, the whole thing. I mean, was it Judge and the amazing year? I mean, I remember right before spring training, you said, we have to make a decision. We haven't decided whether we're going to, it'll be him or it won't be him. You might have known it was going to be him, but you hadn't said it yet. But then he turns around and has this amazing year.
Yeah, I think he and Chad Green were probably the two biggest surprises because we felt like we had something in Judge, but because of the struggles he had the year before, we weren't sure that he was quite ready. And that, Larry had envisioned Chad Green as a bullpen guy and said he will be dominant as a bullpen guy and had a great vision with that. And the two of those guys really changed the complexion of our team in a lot of ways because of the production you got from Judge and how we were able to lengthen our bullpen in short games because of Chad Green. Now, everyone else has to do their part. I understand that. But those two guys really burst onto the scene where Chad Green's considered one of the top, 10 relievers in the game of baseball. And he was okay as a starter, but he was another didn't really have a third pitch, so they put him in the bullpen, and he took off.
Plus, you made sure you always gave Chad Green time to recover, too. I mean, you really did. You always made sure you did. You didn't. You never abused him.
No, because he wasn't used to a bullpen role. And I knew that I had to take my time, but I also knew that we had a great weapon. And you'd pick it on where we didn't get long starts and that we were ahead in the game. And he could get you to the eighth inning if he came in the fifth. And we just used him as a weapon. And I think all clubs are looking to do that, but you have to have that guy. And if you don't have that guy, it becomes difficult.
We're talking with Joe Girardi about the Yankees. Did Andujar surprise you that he came up and stuck like this?
Nope, not at all. Not at all. I believed in Andujar. I loved having him on our club last year when we had him. I believe he's another star. I really do. And I know there were some questions about his defense, but I felt with the guy standing at shortstop next to him, he would help him tremendously. And I actually thought they would go with him at the start. But they chose to give him a little more seasoning in the minor leagues, and he's played extremely well. I think he's a star in the making too.
And how about Domingo Germán? What do you expect from him? I mean, the first start he goes out there and he was the movement he had on the ball was unbelievable. The guy goes out there, you know, and throws a no hitter his first start. I mean, it was amazing, but he had tremendous movement on the ball.
Yeah, he kind of looks a little and is built like a little Ramon Martinez is what he is, with a really whippy arm. And he really burst onto the scene when he figured out his curveball last year. And that was a pitch. He was struggling with a third pitch because his breaking ball wasn't very good. He had a great fastball and a great changeup. But Larry kept tweaking it, and all of a sudden we saw it last spring, and we said, uh-oh, he's close now. And now, you know, I think he'll be a starter for a long time in the big leagues if he stays healthy.
You know, we're talking with Joe Girardi. We'll have Aaron Boone coming up at 5 as the Yankees have been winning like crazy. Have one more to go with the Red Sox here. You know, when they decide to change managers and you got a guy who averages 91 wins, has won a World Series, and took a team that wasn't supposed to go anywhere and takes them to almost to the doorstep of the World Series, you got to have a reason. The reason that became kind of the reason was Joe doesn't get along with the players. Did it bother you to hear that at all, or do you understand that they had to come up with a reason?
Well, I believe that, you know, things are going to be said. But that, you know, I had very good relationships with the players. And, you know, basically I've stayed away this year because it's Aaron's team and I don't want to be a distraction. You know, it's Aaron's team and I want these guys to have a ton of success and do well. But, no.
So it did bother you?
No, I mean, it's part of it, Mike. You know, it's part of it. They wanted to go a different direction. They went a different direction, but to me, it wasn't because of the relationships.
We're talking with Joe Girardi. Joe, would you be interested in? Would any offer interest you, or are you now going to be at a point where you want to see a team at a certain level? You'll have, obviously, multiple teams. There's no question. You will be very much in demand. We all know that. Look at your resume. But the point is, would you wait and be picky, or, do you like an idea of – you did a great job when you had the rebuilding team. You did a great job when this team was young. Would you like a particular kind of team, or you're not worried about that?
No, I'm not worried about that because – I love what I do, and again, I love the relationships, and I love the competition, and I love the strategy of the game. And you're always going to be on, you know, clubs that are, you know, they might be a year away, or they could be totally rebuilding. I'm okay with anything, just because I love what I do. And you know, a manager is not always going to be tight with every player. I mean, that's hard because you have to make tough decisions. You know, and sometimes players aren't going to necessarily love their role, but you know, your job is to put them in the best situation to be successful. And I love figuring that type of stuff out. You know, how do I get this guy to grow? How do I put him in situations to be successful? To me, that's a big part of the strategy.
You had an incredible run here as a manager, and you had a tremendous run as a winning player with the Yankees. What is it that you're most proud of as far as your decade with the Yankees managing?
Ooh. You know,
I mean, you never had a losing team. You won a World Series. You averaged 91 wins. I mean, there's a lot to like.
You know, I think I don't know what I'm most proud of. I never really think of that stuff. You know, I know the one thing is I gave my heart and soul, and I guess that would be what I'm most proud of. I did everything, you know, that I thought I could do to possibly help put people in the right situations to be successful and to win as many games as possible. And that's what I'm most proud of.
We're talking with Joe Girardi. So now tell me this. I know the other night you said you thought Stanton would break out. He struggled at Yankee Stadium. What made you think he was going to break out in this series?
The lefties. I felt that facing two lefties, he would break out. The club is on a roll, and I think it just takes sometimes, you know, someone of his caliber or any player about 4 to 6 weeks to adjust to their new digs, the new surroundings, playing in New York. And I just felt like with all the success that he's had off of lefties in his career, he was going to see two lefties in this series, that this would be his moment as a Yankee that would make him a Yankee. And, you know, like players do sometimes, they just make you look really smart.
Are you surprised Judge hasn't had a sophomore jinx or hasn't had any struggles this year?
No, because he got through his struggle last year. I'm not surprised at all. And his makeup is off the charts. His work ethic is off the charts. natural-born leader. I'm not surprised at all.
What is Sanchez? You know, there's still people are still complaining about Sanchez's defense. We know it's erratic with the glove. What can he do as an ex-catcher to get better, to be where he needs to be behind the plate? We know what kind of hitter he is. We know he's got a great arm. How can he get better just being a receiver?
You know, it's just continuing to work on it, working on it 5 or 6 days a week. And I know it's a fatiguing job, and it takes, you know, it takes time, and there's a lot of effort in preparing for games. But you can't forget to do your little things as a catcher. And we used to do about 10 to 15 minutes a day as a player, and I do it with Jorge Posada. And we just try to stay sharp, like an infielder would take ground balls. Not a lot. But to me, that's the hard. And he doesn't have the easiest staff to catch. He does not. And the bullpen guys, great fastballs, great arms, big breaking balls. It's not easy.
No, but Tansas and Chapman are tough to catch.
Yeah, and so to me, it's just continuing to do his drills every day and working on it.
Interesting. And Bird, I mean, can you know a lot more about Bird than we do. We know how talented he is. We saw it late last year again. Can he stay healthy, this guy? Or is it? What do you see when you think about Bird?
If he could just stay healthy. I mean, it's another young player that's really, really good. And you know, I think that he'll get through this, and hopefully, you know, they're through all those ankle and foot problems. And it's another huge bat. I mean, think about the home run he hit off of Andrew Miller. How
yes.
many people do that to Andrew Miller? I mean, I feel for this kid because he's been hurt a lot. But maybe this is it. Maybe he's going to get through it. And if he does, it's a plus weapon, another plus weapon for the Yankees.
Thanks for coming on today, Joe, very much. Enjoy it. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you again, but thanks very much. I always appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Hey, and welcome back.
Thank you,
I
Joe.
You're doing what you love to
Thank
do.
You.
Great.
Thanks very
All
much,
right.
Joe. Be well. All right, Joe Girardi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.